Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Are statin drugs miracles or misguided? My next guest says probably a little bit of both. He is Dr. Marcus Strand, author of the book Statins, Miraculous or Misguided. Dr. Strand, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mike. Of course, you've already preempted what I was going to say, which is they're both.
You'll have your chance coming up, Mark. Don't worry here. Here, you know what? I want to start off with something. I want to let you know that, you know, I have a little story here when it comes to the whole cholesterol thing, statin medications. I had the privilege. I went to school at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, and I had the privilege of working with Brown and Goldstein, who won the Nobel Prize for discovering LDL in the body and the cholesterol cycle and all that. And I remember them. I do. I remember them talking about the miracle drugs called statins. Right, they really believed, and it wasn't just them; it was most doctors at that time really believed that they were going to cure heart disease, at least heart disease from arterial plaque. But obviously, come on, that hasn't been fulfilled. I mean, and that's despite billions of dollars made by these companies with this one type of drug, and it's still our number one killer. So first, let's do this, Dr. Strand. Let's talk about what statins are, what their purpose is, and maybe a little bit why they haven't lived up to some of those promises. So go ahead and start and tell us what statins are.
Well, first of all, what you have to understand is no drug could ever live up to the level of hype that statins had when they were first approved. So as long as you understand that, I mean, the folks at UTSW, this was marvelous. This was a marvelous discovery, the whole issue of LDL and HDL. We could go into this for hours and hours. But statins are drugs that lower cholesterol. They have a primary effect on LDL, which is usually called bad cholesterol, and they have a lesser effect on HDL, positive effect, which is usually called good cholesterol. The fact is that LDL and HDL are really cholesterol transporters. Cholesterol that is transported is exactly the same in LDL and HDL, but we call them good and bad because human beings like to have an easy way to identify these things. Oh, that must be good, that must be bad. Well, it's not that simple. And neither is the whole issue of statins that simple in terms of whether they're miracles or whether they're not miracles. They were approved in the first place for secondary treatment of heart disease. If someone had already had a heart attack and doctors were trying to find a way to prevent a second cardiovascular incident, that's when statins were going to be prescribed, and that's what they were intended for in the first place. And pretty much anyone you talk to, even today, when we know a lot more about statins than we did when they were first approved back in the late 1990s, pretty much anyone will agree that they have miraculous or near miraculous effects on that one specific basis. The issue is that because they were so successful in that application, everybody started thinking, well, what else can these things do? And a natural thought was, well, if they can prevent a second heart attack, maybe they can prevent a first heart attack as well. And that's where a lot of the controversy came in, because using statins for primary prevention was never the original intention of the medication.
So you make a good point here. When they started moving that idea of using them in primary prevention, cholesterol became the key word for all doctors, right, and even patients. And so we started to maybe ignore what we now know are additional risk factors. It's not that cholesterol isn't a risk factor. I do believe it is. I know there's some people out there promoting that it's not, but I do believe it is. But it became so focused, right, that we forgot that there are several other things going on in the development of arterial plaque and eventually a rupture of one. Is that not correct, that there's other risk factors out there?
Absolutely, Dr. Mike. The fact is, you're right. We ended up with essentially a singular focus on cholesterol, and the reason for the big focus on cholesterol is that we had a drug that was good at dealing with cholesterol. So this was kind of a cart before the horse situation. Well, wait a minute, we can deal with cholesterol. So let's all talk about cholesterol and what we can do to deal with cholesterol. But that's not at all the only issue affecting the buildup of arterial plaque or affecting cardiovascular disease in general.
And so that's where the statin got in trouble, focusing on just cholesterol. We basically were asking it to do a job that it really couldn't do because arterial plaque development is multifactorial. So when it comes to that primary prevention, we almost set them up for failure, I guess, is another way to look at that. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the fact is cholesterol does do a good job, but it does a good job on one of multiple factors. And to expect that single factor to be the sole reason that people develop arterial plaque and therefore have cardiovascular incidents is just not correct. So it's not that statins are unable to be effective. It's they are effective, but they're effective on one of the factors, not on the other factors.
So what do you think is the real, then, what's the underlying relationship here then between the circulating cholesterol in my blood and the development of a plaque?
Well, what happens is, this is where you get into the whole LDL and HDL thing. LDL is the primary transporter of cholesterol within the bloodstream and into cells. And what happens is it does what it's supposed to do. LDL is designed to, this is what it does. LDL actually gets the cholesterol into the cells, and that is where there's an enzyme that makes the cholesterol available for either use or storage. And that's correct. That's what LDL is supposed to do. The problem is that when the cells have enough cholesterol for their metabolic needs, they don't allow any additional LDL in. And then the LDL molecules stay in the blood and are oxidized. And that's when the body's immune system goes after the LDL molecules and the macrophages engulf them, and then we can get as complicated as we want to about this, but the fact is then you get the production of something called foam cells, and cells that accumulate in a particular place create atherosclerosis, and that's where
let's stop there for a sec, because I think that you hit on the real culprit here is really the oxidation of these fats and cholesterol. I know that at Life Extension and the foundation that I work with, we spent a lot of time looking at how to prevent the oxidation of the LDL molecule with some decent success there. So wouldn't you agree that that's really the key issue here is because once that fat is oxidized, that's when that's when it gets sticky.
That's exactly right. And the oxidative stress is a primary contributor to that. That's exactly right. So studying that and figuring out what to do with that is really important. The fact is that what statins do, they help pull the LDL out of circulation. They help pull the LDL out and send it back to the liver, and then the cholesterol can be reprocessed actually into bile salts, and those can then be excreted. So that is how the cholesterol mechanism and the statin mechanism interact, and that's why statins are effective at taking care of this one particular element of the process. And they also raise LDL a little bit, raise HDL
a little bit. So when you look at conventional medicine, you talk about this in your book. There's Cleveland Clinic versus Mayo Clinic, right? Quickly explain where Cleveland falls with the statins and Mayo falls, and then kind of where you fall with it. And then you got about 30 seconds to do that. So,
well, that's unfair, but that's okay.
Cleveland
is a major, major, major advocate of statins. Some of the doctors there have gone so far as to say it ought to be put in everybody's drinking water. And they've said that tongue-in-cheek, but there are people who really believe that statins are so important and so effective for primary prevention that they should be used even more widely than they currently are. Mayo tends to take a more middle-of-the-road position, saying that statins are one element in fighting cardiovascular disease, but they're not sufficient unto themselves.
So the book is called Statins, Miraculous or Misguided by Dr. Mark J. Estrin. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.